Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Tell you what, I really like this wide receiver situation right now. And maybe that won't make sense. Good morning to you. Good Tuesday morning. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports, and this is Daily Shot of Steelers. It comes your way bright and early every weekday. If you're into hockey and or baseball, I also offer daily shots of Penguins and Pirates in the same place that you found this. Day two of the NFL's annual meeting in Orlando saw Omar Khan meet with the media at hand. And Omar, befitting Omar's way, wasn't about to make a whole lot of headlines. If there's anything he was going to pick up on from Kevin Colbert that would have been of worth, it would have been how to speak endlessly and yet not say anything at all. However, got to tell you that if you take some of the stuff that he said and some of the stuff that Mike Tomlin had said the previous day in the same spot, you're going to come away maybe with the same path that I did. Because when both of these guys will suggest that it's a not super deep group of centers, and both of these guys will suggest that it's a really deep group of wide receivers, both of these guys end up signing Van Jefferson and then yesterday Quez Watkins, two veteran receivers who aren't going to get anybody super excited. They didn't say that, obviously. I am. And you just moved out Diontae Johnson. You see where we're going here? Start taking the various pieces and just laying them on the table, seeing which ones go where. And what I get is, okay, if you don't get a center up high, then you're not going to get one at all. You're not going to be wasting your time getting one. You're going to try to find some other vehicle for it. But since they haven't found another vehicle for it yet, it is still pointing toward the draft. So let's say a center in the first round, which without speaking for you, I think we'd all be okay with, right? A center? All right, cool. Center. That would then allow a wide receiver to fall, and by that I mean any of the dozens of wide receivers to fall, since there are so many of them in this class. And they could be a really, really good wide receiver taken by a team that's all too comfortable taking a wide receiver in the second round. If not, you could actually drop to the third. But second sounds nice. Second sounds like impact, throw the kid on the field, see what he's got right away. No hesitation. And when you're talking about a class of wide receivers that opens up with Marvin Harrison Jr., a prospect people have been waiting years for, not just because of his dad, but because he's really, really, really awesome unto himself, you could be talking about someone special right there, second round. But wait, as the game show hosts will say, there's more. Because there's also a possibility, in fact, a probability, that most of the teams taking wide receivers ahead of you, and there's going to be a few, aren't going to be prioritizing the kind of thing that you, as the Steelers, might want. It's well documented that Arthur Smith wants everybody on his side of the football blocking. He wants everybody to be physical. He doesn't want it to be even remotely seen as optional by anyone, no exceptions. And lucky for him, George Pickens comes with that DNA. Yeah, I know, he blew it the one time, should have blocked for Jaylen Warren, he knows it, and whatever. Overall, George is someone who really, really salivates over the opportunity to block somebody, and to block them hard. That's perfect. I also don't think you're going to see a big rush on slot receivers, let alone blocking slash possession slash whatever it is that you'd want to characterize here. I think of it as Hines Ward Part 2. And yeah, of course, that's being excessively greedy, but that's what would fit here. I want a third down wide receiver. I want somebody to move the sticks. I want somebody to move a body backward. I want somebody to really become kind of an identity piece for my offense at that position. Maybe even more so than George, and I say that respectfully. Now, the draft, of course, doesn't offer you this luxury. You can't just sit there and design players like it's AI. But you can have your heart and your mind set on a player who might fit that. And you can hope that they make it to you. And, you know, if they're getting a little close and you're getting a little nervous because there's a team or two ahead of you that might, you get the idea. You could trade up a little bit. You can get something done. I just like where this is setting up. And to be clear what I mean when I say that, I like this scenario better than the one in which the Steelers would have given up draft capital, big time cap space, and everything else to bring in an established wide receiver. Now, would I have loved to have had Brandon Ayuk here? That, by the way, got shot to the moon by the 49ers at this meeting. That's not going to happen. But yeah, it would have been awesome to have him. But it would have come at a really steep price. This way, ideally, you can fill not one, but two needs, referring to center, of course. And you can optimally, I believe, improve upon the production that you were getting from Deontay, in addition to the physicality and everything else here. You following me on this? I've been the one, and I might be the only one, who's been pushing for wide receiver going back to when Deontay was still on the roster. Because I didn't see that player on this team in 2023, and I wasn't expecting to see this player on the team in 2024. Let's move closer to that. When we come back, J1Q. This segment of Daily Shot is brought to you by our good friends at Mike's Beer Bar. They're located on Federal Street, directly across from PNC Park. Mike has more than 500 beers on tap, including from more than 50 local breweries. Stop in and say hello. Tell Mike we sent you. Mike's Beer Bar. Exciting news from Live Casino Pittsburgh's Poker Room. Join them this month for the Westmoreland 300 Multi-Flight Poker Tournament, March 7th through the 10th, with a $25,000 guaranteed prize pool, plus accrue hours every day until March 23rd, and come for an $8,000 cash drawing on March 24th, beginning at noon until 8 p.m. Also, during March, all 2-5 or higher Texas Hold'em players will receive a $40 food comp after playing for 1 hour. Any new players who mention DK Sports, that's us, at the poker podium upon your first visit to the poker room will receive a food comp after playing for 2 hours. More action, more winnings, only at Live Casino Pittsburgh's Poker Room. Follow Live Pittsburgh's Poker Room on X at LivePokerWML for promotion and tournament news.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Okay.
J1Q comes from Kyle. It's a fun one. He says, DK, when a marquee position switches over, such as the Steelers quarterback room this offseason, do reporters such as yourself get excited from a professional perspective? Meaning, new players, new storylines, the unknown of it all. It seems like it would be invigorating having new topics and people to write about. It is, Kyle. It absolutely is in its own little quadrant. Like, set aside that particular emotion, like in a box, and just slide it to the left here while I discuss what the reporter actually predominantly feels when it happens. Because for two new quarterbacks to come in, yeah, two other quarterbacks had to go out. And depending on one's relationship with one or the other, you're losing someone who can be valuable to your content, either from a background standpoint, from an informational standpoint, or just being an outright source of news. And I can tell you in no uncertain terms that in their own way, Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph were that for me, both of them, in their own ways, and to varying degrees. So that is the thing that initially leaps out at you. I can also say the same thing for Mason Cole. And in some cases, for players who might not be, you know, at the top of the list of prominence, but are extremely helpful and accommodating to reporters, like a Quan Alexander. He'll be missed if he doesn't come back, and I've not gotten any indication that he will. Now, that said, Russell Wilson's somebody who's been around for a while. Russell Wilson's a star in the NFL. He's not anything less than that. He's a star. He's got that profile. He's got that personality to him as well, as he's already shown everyone, not just on social media, but also in his press conference here in Pittsburgh. What's he like to deal with on a daily basis? I have no idea. I fully intend to find out. Same goes for Justin Fields. He hasn't been here yet. You don't generally have press conferences for someone who's going to be a backup at any position, but he'll have his day, he'll say his piece, and hopefully there'll be a good chance to get to know him as well. Now, since you asked from the reporter's standpoint, I'm also going to share this with you. The reporter is usually going to try to lean toward the younger player. And the reason for that, I'd hope would be obvious, but just to lay it out, is that they're going to be around longer. And they can be that individual who's what I just described a few of these other players as being for me. Over at the Pirates, I've covered Andrew McCutchen since he was 18 years old, since he was drafted, since the first time he stomped out of the clubhouse in Bradenton when he was cut out of spring training. So there's a different type of relationship that comes with that. On the Penguins front, you can say similar things about Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin. Fields is really young. Fields is really talented. Fields is electrifying when he's got the football in his hands, especially when he tucks it. And at the same time, he's experienced. That's one of the good things about playing quarterback in Chicago, is you play right away. They don't care if you're ready for it or not. And between that and the famous interaction between him and Mike Tomlin back at Ohio State's Pro Day, I've got a ton of questions that I'm eager to ask Fields. So yeah, it's a bit of both, but first and foremost, what you think about is, ah, man, there went a couple of guys that I could really count on. I appreciate the question. Really good one. I appreciate everybody listening to Daily Shot of Steelers. We're going to do another one of these tomorrow.